I never liked that. I was really defiant during that time when I was a kid, and I left when I was 17. I told my parents, I'm done, I'm not doing this. I left the church, I left the Mormon church. With that idea, I said, well, I could be a good person. I could be a good person without the Mormon church, and I'll show them that I can be a good person without the Mormon church. Let me show you. 19, all my friends went on a Mormon mission, and I decided to go to the Air Force. And I'm going to live a good life, a good person, while in the Air Force. And I totally didn't live a good life. I was fully from life in the Air Force, going, doing what I wanted to do, but thinking I was fine because I was nice to everyone. I'm nice, I'm polite, I'm doing what everyone else does. And that worked for me. And anytime anyone brought up anything about church, it was, you guys don't even know what you're talking about right now. Everyone's putting their eggs in one basket. You know, I grew up Mormon. My parents said, the sky's blue. I go, okay, that's blue. You know, and then they go, this church is true. And I go, okay, this church is true. But then you find out it's not true. So I don't believe anything anymore. So Christians come to me and they might say something. And I go, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. Your parents taught you that. And that's what you believe because that's what you were taught. But it's not true. None of this. It's just about working life and being as good a person as you can. Be nice to people. That's how I live my life. Got out of the Air Force, became an electrician, and I met a guy named Pete. Pete was not a Christian. He was a Christian, but he's one of those lunatic Christians. He's one of those guys that was always preaching the word, and he needed to be listening to Christian music, and I called him Crazy Pete, because Pete was a little crazy. Crazy for the Lord. I mean, he was a true believer. But you know him now, the dude was, you know, a believer. And I really never met someone like that. Hey Pete, what are you gonna do after work today? Oh, I'm gonna go to a friend's house. We're gonna have a Bible study. Pete, what are you doing? Or not a Bible study, a prayer group. Prayer group, what are you guys praying for? Well, we pray for people who are sick, whatever. Okay, Pete. That whole week, I haven't been able to work. I'm an electrician, going up and down lines. And I had severe pain. I could barely do my job that week. Hey, Pete, you think you guys can pray for me? All right. And I said, Pete. All right, we'll pray for you. All right, thanks. Next week comes around, and I'm halfway through the week, and I'm doing my job. Wednesday, I was like, wow, I've made it to Monday and Tuesday, and all today, I haven't had any pain. This is really weird. And that pain was there for weeks before. It's gone. Hey, Pete, is your husband pray for me? Yeah, pray for me like Jesus. Unbelievable. That's a coincidence. What a crazy coincidence. I just remember thinking that. But that religion is nothing. It's just a coincidence. I changed careers. I decided I'm going to be a police officer. Oh, there we go. Police officer now. I have this rider. He's a pastor. And he's chipping at me. And I'm, hey, if you want to challenge me, Pastor, I'm right here. And we have all day in this car together and we'll hash it out. And that's pretty much what we did. I mean, he was talking to me, and I told him, I said, listen, Asian people over in China, they believe in Buddha, whatever. People over here believe in this, people over here believe in that. And they're all believing this thing because that's how they were raised. They were raised to believe this. And guess what? Over here in America, everyone's Christian. And you're preaching this, but guess what? It's all made up. All this is made up. Everyone chooses something. They put their eggs in one basket, and then they see what happens. I mean, that's it. And that guy, I know, I felt bad for him, but I mean, that's how that was, but that's what my mindset was. But these little coincidences kept on occurring over and over and over. And by the time I'm 40, I had to take a look at these coincidences. And I was just driving. And I said, how do I know? And I wasn't even emotional. I said, how do I know? And that was the first time I really felt God touch me. I was crying, I was laughing. It was unbelievable, and I never felt that since. But I've never felt that. And I've never been since. And right after that, anyone said they're Christian, me too, I'm Christian too. And they're looking at me weird, like, what is this guy? Like, yeah, I'm Christian. But then I find out, hey, there's these Christians, they're saying they're Christian, they're not Christian. They're out there doing things they shouldn't be doing. How are you Christian? We don't do that. It's not Christian calling to do. But I don't know anything about this Christian life. I don't know how to live it. I don't know anyone's Christian. And someone at work was talking to him and said, hey, listen to sermon audio. Guy, go listen to sermon audio. Listen to this guy. Really made me mad. His name was Paul Washer. And every sermon is, oh, I like what you're saying right now. And I remember thinking, are you not liking what he's saying because it's truth? I mean, if it's true, it's true. I mean, look at it. Look at your life. What are you being convicted of? Everything that he said was true. And I saw areas of my life I needed to change. I need to change this. I need to change that. And I kept listening to sermon audio. Well, we ended up leaving our house and moving back to Cameron Park. We had a house in Sacramento, but we ended up moving up here. And I'm going from church to church. And I'm trying to find, church in Sacramento, and everyone's having these concerts. There's these Christians that are out there going, oh, prosperity of the church, give us, hey, you want to be blessed by the end of the year? Give us money. God blesses people who give. Or going somewhere else where there's concerts nonstop, and something's not right here. Something's not right. And I end up after listening to Pastor Corey and Pastor Phil on sermon audio, and that's how I ended up here. I come here, that was the first time where, I've read the Bible, once I became Christian, I read the Bible, trying to understand it the best I can, but I come here and, they're preaching the Word, and everyone's into the Word, and they're not telling their opinion. They're not saying, hey, do this or do that because I think this. And a lot of the other churches were giving opinion. They were not hitting hard truth. One of the pastors, one time, was giving a sermon on a really controversial issue, and I was amazed how well he could walk in the line and not offend anyone. And I say, that's not right. I mean, because it's really clear in Scripture what it says about that issue. But I come here and it's all in the Word. The Word. What did God say? Who are we? We're nothing without the Word. Nothing without the baseline. We have to form our life after the truth, after what's written. But my guard is still up. And I still have this little wall up because of the experiences I've had with being Mormon, or going to different churches, meeting people who say they're Christian but they're showing in their lives that they're not. I'm Christian, but let's look at all these girls walking by. Things like that. Things that we all know, hey, we don't do that. 2020 comes, and my life got flipped completely upside down. I'm in a new job within my career, and I'm no longer in a patrol car. I'm on a motorcycle, handing out tickets. That's my whole job. But 2020, they say, you can't do that, and I'm trying to figure out how to do this. My family life at home got flipped upside down. kids are not in school anymore. Everything, and I went into this huge, deep depression. Oh, I forgot the best thing, guys. This is pretty funny. It's a huge, huge chunk. I come to this church, and I'm going every week, learning, trying to learn from Chris in the morning at Chris Wire. He had a class, and I'm learning. There's a Sunday school, but I'm by myself. I go to Sunday school by myself. I go to service by myself. I go home. That's it. But I don't really talk to anyone. I just want to learn, but I don't know how to do this Christian thing. And I prayed one night. It was either Saturday night or Sunday morning. And I just asked God for put the sheep in my life. Guide me through this. And the next day, or that morning, I was doing this for months by myself. And all of a sudden, this after the class, hey, what's your name? Who are you? And the big old turn around and do the big old smile on his face, and he introduced himself as Eli. Oh, hey, Eli. Nice to meet you. Hey, you should go to this men's group at Sean's house. This is kind of funny. Sean had this cracked smile on his face, like, yeah, okay, yeah, come on over. Kind of wonder, like, who did you like just invite over to my house? And yeah, okay, and I'm thinking, well, that's a coincidence, because I've been going there. And I just prayed this, and then look, I'm everything I pray for, so I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Okay, I am going to go. And that's what first put me into this fellowship thing. I didn't know God. I heard the word. I didn't know what it meant. But we go there, and I start to hear from these guys and hear what's going on in their lives, and they hear what's going on in mine. Then 2020 hit. Everything flipped upside down, and I'm used to handling everything by myself. And I found out I can't fix this. There is nothing I can do. Absolutely nothing. And I called up Pastor Corey crying, help me. I need help. And I'm calling up the guys from the men's group, help me. Everyone's praying. I don't know what to do. And that was the first time I really had to drop my hands and put trust into the Lord. Really rely on Scripture and these guys. Every Monday, well, at that time we're doing Monday and Friday on Zoom, have them pray for you. And we're going through and finding out how everyone is doing. They're praying. And slowly over time, the Lord worked. This issue was corrected, that issue was corrected. And, for the most part, everything's correct now. Everything's done. Praise to the Lord. Hmm. What I found with those groups is we go into this world every day, and we live in a fallen world. And how can you not be consumed with this world if that's all you know? And I found if you are with your guys, with your brothers, your true brothers in Christ, that are really pushing you. How are you doing? Where are you struggling? How can I pray for you? And then this is how you can pray for me. This is how you can help me. And you're really part of something. When you really go through the world, you're on vacation. And you're just an observer. And you can come back and go to your friends and go, hey, check this out. This is how my day was here. This is how my day was there. And it's easier to go through life. I wrote down a scripture, the whole, don't be unequally yoked by unbelievers. And that's really what I learned, was it's so easy to be unequally yoked, to just let your guard down, that, okay, I'm going to conform to this little thing here, this little thing there. But if you are with your brothers and encouraging them and them encouraging you, you're staying strong to the word. And And you are a true traveler in this world. You actually go, and I'm just visiting this. I'm not part of this trauma life. I'm here just on observing this, and my true life is with my brothers in Christ and learning the Word. And that's what 2020 really taught me, is to just let the guard down, put my trust in the Lord, and stay true to the Word. And with I slip up, but I got brothers there to help me. And before, when I slip up, guess what? It's me. It's me that I go to myself and say, oh, you can fix this. Either you can or you can't. You can't really fix much, but when you have a whole bunch of brothers around you, they're poking and, helping out and keeping you strong. That's what I found. That's what my lesson in 2020 was. I can't get through this life without a foundation and without people keeping me in the Word and through the truth of the Word. 2020, my grandma passed. I want to end with this. And Pastor Corey and Pastor Phil came to the funeral. And it turns out she was a member here. Didn't even know. And she was praying when I was mourning that I would leave. Hmm. And I just think it's amazing. And the Lord brought me back to her church. And, you think, well, so, I don't think that's a coincidence. So, that's my testimony and the stuff that's happened to me.